a C3 exclusive.
Now I'd like to welcome one of the newest Panther free agent additions, special teams ace and defensive back, and even sometimes wide receiver, Teddy Williams, to the C3 podcast. Thanks for joining the show.
Thanks for having me.
You know, there's been a lot of talk around Panther Nation about just how fast you are. And we wanted to know one simple thing before we got started entirely. Are you fast enough to get into bed underneath the sheets before you the lights go out after switching the light switch?
I think only one guy's mastered that, and that's Muhammad. But, you know, I might try one day. Today might be the day I try. Maybe that, my guy Ted again might have something to say about that.
We'll call you Always Ready Teddy then.
yeah.
all right. Well, we wanted to get, you know, we want to just know kind of a little bit about you and how you got involved with the Carolina Panthers. Did the Carolina Panthers reach out to you?
Yes, they did. My agent actually contacted me as I was about to head off to go visit back with my my past team, Jacksonville, and negotiate some things over there.
What was the meeting like with Dave Gettleman?
The meetings over there were great, man. I love the organization. I love the coaches and just Coach Rivera and all those guys over there, Coach Wilkes. It was just great hospitality and just A1 organization, and you couldn't ask for anything better.
Did that make you feel good about the signing process and the two-year deal? It was a two-year deal, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, did that experience make you feel good about where you're coming to Carolina?
Oh, it definitely does. I mean, you always want to feel like you're in a family environment, and that's the feeling I got from when I first stepped foot in the building. So it was just a great feeling. It was real good atmosphere, the coaches, even some of the guys that were in the weight room working out, the trainers, and just the people in the building. It felt great, and it felt like we could be at home there, and I would love to come there every day and just work.
You mentioned Ted Gidd Jr. With him and his speed and your speed, how deadly could you guys be as a duo on special teams?
Ted's my guy, man. When we were in Arizona together, we used to always just mess around with each other. And I used to always tell Ted, when I'm on the outside and I'm playing one of the gunners and I'm protecting him, I tell him all the time, Ted, don't worry about getting hit, man. If you get hit, I'll make sure that I take care of you. If I got to take you out to eat or anything, I'll take care of you. So he knows that he can trust me over there, and I trust him to take it to the house.
Have you guys ever ran a foot race?
You know, the funny thing is when he first signed with Arizona, that was the first thing that everyone wanted us to do, but I was coming off an Achilles injury, so it never happened, but we'll always keep that under. You know, we both have those track backgrounds, but we'll always let the speculation be around.
Yeah, oh man, that's the best way. The anticipation is building. You played football and ran track growing up. Did you play any other sports?
Yeah, I was one of those all-around athlete guys. I played baseball, basketball, ran track. I did a little bit of everything. I think my mom said I had so much energy that she just felt like she had to put me in something at all times.
Yes, I've got three kids, so I know all about that. Let them run it out. Okay, you've got to take a lot of pride in playing professional football after not playing college football. No question you're one of the fastest guys in the NFL. When we were looking up some of your stats, we saw you ran a 9.9 meter. Is that right?
Yeah, I love that. And I did that my junior year, 2009, in college, and it actually put me number one in the world for 4 months.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's world-class speed.
Yeah, the entire time I was number one, the guy sitting behind me was Usain Bolt, so people used to always mess with me about that.
Holy moly, how fast is your 40 time then, really?
I ran a 4.26. It's kind of funny because my pro day, I had my own private pro day because of the way my situation was, and I ran a 4.26, and I guess the scouts didn't believe it, so they wanted me to turn around and run the opposite direction, and I ran a 4.27. So it was a funny day, and I take pride in my speed and everything.
So was that second one, the 4.27, was that a 40 uphill?
It was against the wind.
Against the wind. I got you. Okay, let's talk a little bit more.
The first one was wind-aided, so I ran it against the wind.
That's funny. Let's talk a little bit more about your role with the Panthers. What have you been, what is your expectation with joining the Panthers? Are you looking to start out on special teams and crack into defensive or offensive rotation, or are you, or have you guys already put something else out there?
Most definitely, I'm going to start off on special teams and really try to up the team, because they were telling me that that was one of the struggles that the team dealt with here, and I want to be that upgrade in that position. But I definitely want to be a part of the defense. I think my offensive days are done. That was something Coach Bruce Arians had of a mastermind plan out there in Arizona, so I'll leave that with him. But I definitely want to crack that rotation on defense and contribute and be a part of that great defense that they have already.
Yeah, we could really use your help on special teams to start. That's enough even just there. We were ranked last statistically, so we could use your speed. How about this? Is speaking of cracking into the defensive rotation, what are your impressions of Coach Wiltz and Coach Rogers? Have you had an opportunity to meet with them?
Yes, I actually did. I spent the entire day with Coach Wiltz, actually, and I briefly with Coach Rogers for about 30, 45 minutes. And just Coach Wiltz off top, I just love his mentality. Just being with him, being in his office, going to lunch with him, and just having casual conversations with him, you can see his passion. You can see the aggressiveness in him. And that's the thing I love about coaches. I want a coach that's aggressive, that's going to want to let us get out there and just unleash the dogs on the offense. And Coach Wiltz is like, they just want to get out there and they want to be the aggressor. You know, it's all about being the predator or the prey. You step on the field, which one are you?
How do you think they're going to help you grow into that cornerback position, aside from your special teams duties?
Just working hard with Coach Wilk, just getting in the film room, knowing what he wants, learning the defense, learning my techniques, really working on what I need to work on to better myself as a DB, to learn the scheme. And ultimately, the biggest thing, when you're out on the field, you want your coaches to know that they can. And then you want your teammates to know that they can trust you. And when you have the other 10 guys that can trust you, you have all your coaches knowing that they can trust you, that's when you can get out and play free. A lot of guys get out there and they're thinking, and when you think too much, you play slow. And if you're out there and know what you have to do, everything is just reaction and you can play fast. So using my speed, if I'm out there thinking, I can't use my speed because I'm thinking too much. So knowing what I have to do and having that trust and that belief from your coaches and your teammates, you'll be able to play fast, and then you can see that film of me playing fast and see that speed on tape.
Yeah, you totally got to get make it instinct. You know, you study so much that it just infiltrates your DNA. How about this? Is how do you think you've improved as a player since coming into the league?
It's crazy how much you can improve mentally over physically. I'm around a lot of guys. The thing that I tell people about me having gone to a few different teams is I've had the great, great situations of being like with guys like Larry Fitzgerald or Reggie Wayne or Patrick Peterson, Antonio Cromartie, Terrence Newman. All those guys have taught me different things that have helped me mold into the player I've become. And mentally, once you get that mental stability in the NFL, you can be able to go out on the field and put the physical part to it. And ultimately, that's the hardest part about this league, I think, is the mental stability. Once you get that part down, you can be that physical player on the field.
Have you met with any Carolina – have any Carolina Panther players on the defense reached out to you and kind of welcomed you already?
Actually, none of the guys were in the building. A few of the injured guys were there. But the only guy that I've really talked to was Ted. He was kind of in the recruiting process of trying to get me over there once he found out what was going on.
Awesome. We're excited to see both of you on out there in black and blue. We got a couple of fun questions for you because, like I told you before, we're, you know, fans that are tackling this from an angle of having a good time rather than trying to break some story or something like that. So I'd read a statistic somewhere that said that Panther fans consume 26% more hot wings than the average U.S. citizen. So I guess my question is, are you a fan of hot wings, and what's your favorite flavor?
Oh, man, I love wings. I love them. And it's crazy because I love hot wings, like the hot, spicy ones. I've grown up on spicy food, and I love the hot ones. So it's only one way to go. When you get a hot wing, Don't get a mild hot wing. Get a hot wing.
That's what I'm talking about. I like that. The ones that clear your sinuses out. All right. So,
yeah.
So we know, so look, just to be straight up with you, most Panther fans don't really know much about Teddy Williams other than you're really fast, that you like really hot wings, and you turn pro without playing college ball, which is remarkably impressive. What do you want fans to know about Teddy Williams?
I want fans to know that you're going to get a team player, a guy who's going to play from the beginning of and I never look at the scoreboard during the game. I go 110 miles an hour every play, and I'm going to always give it my 110 effort every down. And I always want to do the best thing for the team in order for us to come out victorious at the end.
Holy moly, what a great way to put it. All right, last question, and this is we call ourselves Carolina Cat Chronicles. We call ourselves C3 because it's a mouthful. We all have nicknames, and we give all of our guests nicknames. I'm the professor because part-time, or my real job in real life, is a college instructor. My co-host of the podcast, who was my college roommate, his name is that freaking Puerto Rican. We named Ben Wickery, another cornerback for the Panthers, Sticky Wicky. He liked that one. And fellow free agent signee Jason Trusnik, we called him when we interviewed him last week, Carolina Bankin' Trusnik. So we have some nicknames for you, and we'd like to see if you like any of these. So number one, Always Ready Teddy.
Hey.
All right.
I like that.
Number two, because what we did know about you from your when you played in Chicago is that you blew up Philly Brown, even though he got a touchdown out of it. So we call you Teddy Filibuster Williams. Or now, you like that one?
Philly gonna be mad at me for that one.
Oh, well, you guys can just race over it. He's pretty fast too. You can just race over it. Settle it on a foot race. You're the Philly Buster. All right. How many guys give you flack about your name being Ted Williams with the baseball player?
You know what's funny is when I was in Arizona, Fitz came up to me one day and he called me, it was after a game. What was Ted Williams' nickname? Well, one nickname I was given because of Ted Williams was my first head coach, Wade Phillips. He called me the Splendid Sprint. I think Ted Williams' name was the Splendid Hitter or something.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So he called me the Splendid Sprinter.
Okay, well, I got one for you on the Ted Williams talk. You know, here's a fun fact for you. They always used to say Ted Williams had, like, the fantastic vision. Like, he could see anything. And they used to say he could, if you held a Bible up on home plate, he could read it from second base. Yeah, I know. All right, but did you know, here's another fun fact for you with Ted Williams, and this is where the last one comes from. Do you know that when he died, they cut off his head and they froze it cryogenically in like liquid nitrogen. So in case they could ever rejuvenate or clone him or something, it's weird and it's crazy. So we were thinking since he's got his head, we could just call you Teddy the Head Williams. It's not as good. I know that one's kind of lame. I'm leaning towards Philly Buster Williams. Or
the first one. Always Ready Teddy.
Or Teddy, no, I ain't the baseball player Williams.
You know what? I'm pretty solid in baseball, though.
Okay. Well, look, we're going to go with
third on my list.
Since you like Always Ready Teddy, we're going to be at training camp this year, and we hope we can catch up with you and listen for us, the crazy fans screaming from the background, Always Ready Teddy.
Sounds good.
All right, man. I'd like to thank you so much for joining the C3 podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having me.